I will say, I was very impressed while going over your resume. You have experience with being spanked, caned, flogged. You have no problem with gags or being restrained. You are curious about most of the things on the sheet, which bodes well for accepting you. And you look perfect for the part. I've been trying to find someone with just your physique for a while. You look good, sweetheart. Which brings me to the only problem I seem to be having. You can write all of this down on paper, and it can sound really good, but I'm just not sure I believe you. You can think you have what it takes to be in the free use society, but this doesn't tell me anything about you. At the end of the day, this is just a sheet of paper. Everyone knows that actions speak louder than words, sweetheart. This isn't me calling into question your character. This is because I don't know you. You are a complete stranger who is trying to join my privileged club. I have every right to deny you entry since you did not provide proof that you are who you say you are. So I'm going to put you through a little test, I think. That shouldn't be too much of a problem for you, right? I didn't think so. Consider this your audition to be part of the Free Use Society. I'm not willing to take just any old whore who walks in off the street and begs to join. If that was the case, this club would be overflowing. The list of people who are invited into the club is a short one. I keep a tight list so only the best of the best are offered up. This is a private club for high society members to blow off some steam. What I offer is a select service that no one else provides, one where everyone at my club is available for free use. All members are personally trained by my very stern hand. I don't allow anything less than perfect out on the floor. I keep a tight ship, don't allow for much freedom. You're here for one purpose and one purpose only. And that's something that excites you, isn't it? Good. So you think you have what it takes to join the Free Use Society, don't ya? And you're still fine with having a little bit of an audition, correct? Good. Then I want you to undress for me. That's it. Take it all off, sweetheart. Don't leave anything in the way. Clothes are only seen as a burden around here. They get in the way of being able to touch, of being able to fuck. What's the point of being able to bend your waiter over if there's all that fabric in the way? In order to join the club as a free use whore, which is what your paper says you want to be, you're required to be naked. The first thing you will do every day that you arrive at the club is to undress immediately. You can wear clothes while getting here, and you can leave them when you leave here. But when you are within these four walls, you are to always be naked. Understand? Good. I don't like repeating myself, so hopefully you won't make me, sweetheart. Let's hope that you're more than just good to look at, right? Now, at the Free Use Club, where you can find the Free Use Society, there are a few rules that are to be followed by all of our visitors. The first one is that they can never do anything permanent to you. Temporary marks can be discussed on a person-to-person basis, but I have a zero-tolerance policy for anything permanent. This goes the other way around as well. I don't want to have to ban a new potential hole because you can't handle the pressure of being fucked as much as you are. You signed up to audition for this, didn't you? And do you regret it? That's good, sweetheart. I hope you keep that attitude throughout this. How nervous are you? I think that's a sign you're on the right track. Standing there naked while I inspect every inch of your naked body, remaining fully clothed myself. Did you know nerves can be caused by excitement too? I think you're feeling more excited than you are nervous. Should I check for myself, sweetheart? Your body knows how to speak the truth. Your body knows what Madam wants to hear. From now on, you only have a few words in your vocabulary. It's yes, madam, please, madam, more, madam, and thank you, madam. Let me hear you repeat them back to me. Say yes, madam. Good. Now say please, madam. That's right. Try more, madam. Perfect. Finally, say thank you, madam. Very good, sweetheart. I don't want to hear anything except those words from you, understand? You know just what to say. If you can behave as well as you say you want to, then we're going to have no problem, sweetheart. You'll be easily welcomed into the club. With looks like yours, I can already tell you're going to be very popular. I can already picture the line out the door. Everyone trying to get a chance at the newest hole at the club. How does that make you feel, sweetheart? I'm sure it only turns a slut like you on knowing that you would be popular. I can only imagine how sloppy you would be by the end of the night. All fucked out and dazed. Probably would spend more time being fucked than doing the actual job you were hired for. Then again, I guess I couldn't be too mad if you're being used. A well-used hole is a happy hole, sweetheart. That's our motto here. Let me hear you say it. Come on. It's really simple. It's just a well-used hole is a happy hole. Very good, sweetheart. You're so cute when you admit what a slut you are. taking these words so well, not crying or anything. It seems like you're either enjoying this or you have thick skin. That's something you need to join the Free You Society. Some of the folks are really into humiliation, degradation, dumbification, really anything that means that they can be mean to a sub. I need to make sure you aren't going to break when someone's a little bit mean to you, sweetheart. It seems you're taking it quite well. You're having fun, aren't you? So turned on from being so vulnerable like this, realizing just how powerless you are while naked, staring at my clothed form. When you enter this building, you're just a whole sweetheart. That's all you will ever be to me. A stupid hole that needs filling. That's what your purpose is here. If I grant you permission to join my club, you're not going to be one of my VIPs. You're here to be a whole, and that's something you're going to be grateful for. An ungrateful whore is an unused whore, but a happy whole is a used whole, sweetheart. And this is an audition. In order to make it, all you have to do is impress me. That should be easy enough, considering how easy you are. Didn't even bat an eye when told to undress for me. So why don't you show me that you have what it takes to be a slut at the Free Use Club? I mean, the paper only goes so far, sweetheart. I need proof that you're as good as you say you are. Show me why I should welcome a slut like yourself into my prestigious Free Use Society. That's it. That's right, sweetheart. You feel good. Starting to move against me. Feeling how wet my pussy is. How easily it slides against you. Fuck. You feel good, sweetheart. Finally being put to good use. Moving yourself against me. That's it. Just look at you. You're a very promising hole for the Free Use Club. Keep it up. Make me proud. That's how you get in, isn't it? You have to impress me. So keep moving your hips against mine, matching my movements. Groaning as my arms reach around, pulling you tightly against me. Yes. Oh, that's it, sweetheart. You feel so good. Going to let me take the lead, yeah? It's better that way. Wouldn't want you to waste any brain power on something that wasn't necessary. I mean, you're not necessarily the brightest, sweetheart. Just look at you. Do you think that someone who is intelligent would want to join a Free Use fuck club? Oh, no. That's not something that smart people do. Smart people don't moan at the prospect of being used all night long. Intelligent folks spend their time doing something meaningful. Oh, yes, they do. But you're not smart. You've never been. That's how you ended up here in the first place. Rocking against me, chasing your own pleasure as the throbbing gets harder to ignore. You've been turned on since the moment you walked in here. You've been trying so hard to hide it, trying so hard to deny it and have a normal conversation with Madam. Did that end how you wanted it to, sweetheart? Something tells me this was always your end goal. You always wanted to have Madam fucking you. Your pleasure grows every time my hips thrust against you, bringing the two of us together. You feel yourself getting closer, letting your moans flow freely. No point in holding them in, not when Madam already knows what a slut you are. The only person who would join a society like this is a whore, right? It attracted you, didn't it? Oh, that's proof enough for me, sweetheart. So happy to be fucked. All you ever will be is a whore, isn't it? This is the most you can aspire to be. It's not like you have any talent, sweetheart. You're just a dumb whore. That's why you want to work at the Free Use Club. That's why you want to join the Free Use Society. It's the only place a slut like yourself would thrive. Oh, yes. Too stupid to do anything except spread your legs. It's no wonder how you ended up in this position. The only person to blame for this predicament is yourself, sweetheart. Oh, probably why you're enjoying it so much, moaning like a bitch in heat. Just look at you. You're loving it. Rocking yourself faster against me, getting closer as the seconds pass on. You're feeling really good, aren't you? What is it that we say, sweetheart? Oh, a happy hole is a well-used hole. Say it with me. Oh, a happy hole is a well-used hole. Very good, sluts. You do know how to follow instructions. Even the most basic whore should be able to do that. Yes. Moaning against my wet pussy. You can't help but feel a little proud knowing how wet you've made Madam. It makes you feel good knowing how you affect me, sweethearts. That you are good for something, even if it is just your holes. That's the only point of view that has any value. It's not like you're smart enough for polite conversation. You don't have the brain cells for that, sweetheart. You're too much of a whore, preferring to focus on finding the next person to fuck you. It's why you would be the perfect fit for the Free Use Society. A slut like you just can't keep your legs closed, huh? Oh, God. Just look at you, getting closer with every grind of my pussy against you. Can feel just how wet I am, how close I am, getting closer with every thrust against you, sweetheart. Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, you're gonna make me come. You're going to do the one thing you're supposed to be good for. The only thing you really are any good at. After all, there's not much else Madame expects from her newest hole. You're too stupid for responsibility. You're not well trained enough to work the floor yet. The only way you can be of use is to be underneath Madame personally. Like right now, making me feel good. Your own pleasure grows as you decide to ignore it, deciding to focus on making me come. Isn't it funny how that works, sweetheart? The more you deny yourself, the more you ignore the throbbing between your legs, the closer you get. Just like a proper slut would. It's hilarious to think that you would be anything other than a whore, sweetheart. Oh, you help Madame get so close so easily, just like a good whore should. It seems like you really do have a purpose. It should make you happy knowing that there is at least one thing you're good at. There's at least one thing you're so amazing at that no one could replace, you little hole. You feel so good that I don't think anyone could replace you. Oh, fuck. So fucking close. Oh, yeah. I think I'm gonna come soon. I mean, it won't be much longer at this rate. Then I'll let you know if I'll let you into my little society. Yeah. You're doing good. You're going to come with me, or you're not going to come at all. It's not my job to make sure that you have an orgasm, sweetheart. You're just a whore. It's your responsibility to take care of yourself from now on. So if you wanna come, you either come with me, or you take care of it yourself. You might find yourself lucky with a partner that's willing to help you get off, but not Madam. Madam was never going to lay a finger on you that she doesn't have to. I don't give a shit if you come or if you don't, slut. You're here for me, for my pleasure, for my entertainment. You're a toy for my amusement, a hole for me to fuck at my leisure. No, you feel so fucking good, sweetheart. Such a good hole. Oh, this really is your calling. Can't imagine you being good at anything else the way you're good at this. No, fuck. Getting so fucking close. Oh, every thrust against you pushes me closer to the edge. Oh, do you want to come with me? I already told you that you have my permission, slut. You can come with me. Let go, sweetheart. This is your chance to show me how badly you want to be a part of this. Oh, come with me, slut. Be a good whore and come with Madam. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. That felt so good. You did such a good job. It took me so well. I'm impressed. Took everything I gave you and still wanted more. I guess I wasn't lying when I said it. You really were made for this, sweetheart. You were made to be a free use slut. Is it something that you're still considering after our audition? Then I would like to formally extend an invitation and invite you to join the Free Youth Society. Would you like to join, sweetheart? Yes, this is real. It's not a dream, nor am I pulling some kind of prank on you. You proved yourself to me. Would you like to join? Very well. I'll get the paperwork settled up here. I will need you to go downstairs. If you make a left and walk down the hallway, there's going to be an elevator. Go to the first floor. Make a right directly when you leave the elevator and then continue walking straight. Keep going that way until you make another right at the water fountain. Walk down this path. I know this is a lot, but if you continue along here, you're going to come across an office. The office will either say Mrs. Holland or just Holland. I forget which. Either way, you'll want to enter there. Mrs. Holland will have all the information you'll be needing for your first night, including what we expect of you. Read through it, look over all the information, and then you can come back to my office. I'll answer any question you have, go over the paperwork, and we can get all of that sorted out. How does that sound? Wonderful, sweetheart. I wish you luck with your reading. And if you get lost, you know where to find me. Now have fun.